Okay, let's get into Kilayim Daf Dalet. Kilayim Daf Dalet. We continue now in the first parak of Kilayim with all the list of items that are Kilayim with each other, the different pairs of Yerakos, as we saw, and the first Mishnah, different types of grains. So we are on now in Gimel Amud Beis as we continue with the discussion of various vegetables, and now we just got into grafting. If you remember, the Mishnah mentioned Ubi Ilan. Ubi Ilan, we mentioned Kilei Zroim, which is the first of the five categories of Kilayim that we're talking about. Kilei Zroim, there's no Isser when it comes to seeds. It's only by grafting. Only grafting, that's where the trees are Usser to graft one species to the other. So Tani, so we have a Tosefta. Says the Tosefta, three lines from the bottom. Goy Shehirkiv Egos Algabe Parsek. If a non-Jew grafts an egos, egos is a walnut, and nuts, as we know, are considered fruit, right? We know all nuts we say ha'etzon, except for a peanut, which is a legume, which grows in a root, and that is ha'adama. But all the other nuts are ha'etz. So goy shehirkiv egos, agave parsek. That's not to say that all hilchas brachos for fruits and vegetables are the same exact laws for fruit and vegetable in other areas, but for now, we'll just leave it at that. So, egos, al gabi afarsek, if a goy grafts a walnut, which with a peach, assuming parsek is a peach, afal bish ein yisrael rashar lasoskin, even though a Jew is not allowed to do that, but if a goy does it, no tell me menu yichur, one is allowed to take a piece of the cutting of this growth, because as we said, the kilai zraim, even if something was violated, it is not usher bahana, it is not like kilai akarim, which is usher bahana, so one could take a growth, a cutting, and then plant it in a different spot. Manafik mineo, what will come out? Question is how to understand this line, but we'll go with the Pnei Moshe. Now, what's going to come out with grafting an egos and an afarsek? Kadraya parsakaya, a dark peach. Okay, that's what comes out of it. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, we haven't spoken about the Shulchan Aruch yet, but Kilayim, Hilchas Kilayim, much of it is in Yerideya. Kuf, Reish Tzadi He. Reish Tzadi He is a whole simon on Harkavas Ha'ilan. Harkavas Ha'ilan. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes that Harkavas Ha'ilan is not, if you have a mixture of fruit of a tree, it's not asur b'ana. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kilay Ha'ilanos Harehim Bechlau Mashenemar, Sadchalo Sizra Kilayim. Right, it's included. Kilei Ilanos is included, and not planted Kilayim. But how is it included? Ketzad Hamarkiv Ilan beIlan. Kigon Shehirkiv Yichur Shel Tapuach beEsrog. Oh, Esrog beTapuach. If somebody takes two different fruit and grafts them, again, one has to have the a farmer scientist to know exactly how to do it. But if somebody grafts two fruit together, Hariz Elokim and a Torah, that is Malkus Daraisa Bichal Makom Bein Baaretz Bein Bechutz Laaretz. V'chena Markiv Yerek beIlan. Oh, Ilan beYerek, as we'll see by the Shem in the next Mishnah. If one grafts a vegetable with a fruit or the opposite, so then Loke Bichal Makom, one gets Malkus. The Shulchan Aruch continues. We'll get to the Hashem in a minute. A Jew is not allowed to let a non-Jew be markiv, graft for him a tree in his field. Whatever a guy does. But if I'm going to ask him to do it, I mean, he's going to be my gardener. I'm going to tell him to graft two things. That's also usher, says the Shulchan Aruch. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, Mutter Lizroa Zraim Vizera Ilan Ke'echad. Right? Zria Kilai Zraim, it doesn't apply to trees in terms of the seeding. If I take a seed of an apple tree and a seed of wheat and put it near each other together, that's not a problem because that's grafting for trees, as we said, is just grafting. V'chei mutar la'ariv zira ilanos u'zraim ka'achas. Two different types of fruit. She'ein l'chal kilayim b'ilanos ela harkava bilvad. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, based on earlier sources. Bein Ilan b'Yerek, Bein Yerek b'Ilan, Bein Yerek b'Yerek, She'eino mino. V'yafilu eitz srak al eitz machal al eitz machal al eitz srak. Then the, just skip a line, says the Shulchan Aruch now in Sif Zayin, skipping to Sifim, Osir l'kayim hamurkav kilayim. Is Osir to allow the and keep an isser of kilayim growing in your field. Aval hapri hayotze mimenu mutter viafil lezesha avar v'herkivo. Even if somebody violated this, b'meze, there's no knas here. Mutter likach anaf mehamurkav ulanato b'makom acher. Says the Gra, that's our Yerushalmi. That line. even if somebody violated, even if it was created, mutter li kachanaf mi'amurkav ulenato b'makam acher. Right, that is what I said right here. The question is, could we be mashmer from this line of the Gemara that a goy is allowed to be markiv kilayim? Right, we just said the Shulchan Aruch said that you're not allowed to ask a goy to do it for you. Is that what that's what some of Farshim say? Maybe that's what the Gemara here means. A goy who is markiv, even though Yisrael ein rashay lasos kein, ein rashay lasos what? A Jew wouldn't be able to do it himself, or does it mean that a Jew wouldn't be able to ask a goy to do it for him? Right, and maybe that's how you read this Tosefta. A goy that did it, even though a Jew wouldn't be able to ask him to do it, but if a Jew could then take a cutout from what was grown. So some say that's how you read it. The Shalom Yerushalayim mentions, one of the Mefarshim in the back, mentions maybe that's the pshat of our Gemara. But there is to note the Rambam. The Rambam is against Rov Rishonim. The Rambam here in Hilchos Melachim, not in Hilchos Kilayim, we'll get to that by the Shem in a minute, but in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Yud Alech Vav, the Rambam paskins that Kilayim is usher for a non-Jew. That like one day in Meseches Sanhedrin, one day there in the sugyas of Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach, but the Rambam says in Perek Yud Halacha Vav, Mipi HaKabbalah, Shebnei Noach Asurin Baharbaas Behema Ubaharkavas Ilan Bilvad. Wow. The Rambam says that we have a Mesorah based on the Mefarshim wonder, why is it based on Mesorah if there are Sukkim quoted in Sanhedrin, but Bnei Noach are usur in cross-breeding animals and cross-grafting trees. Ve'ein eragon aleim, right, a separate makar that is in the Gemara there relating to Harkava. Right, this is based on the there's a Gemara on the next daf here, and also the Gemara in Sanhedrin on daf Nun Vav Mabez. The Gemara quotes a Shita of Rabbi Lazar says, "Rabbi Lazar Af Hala Kilayim Mutarin Bnei Noach Lil Bosh Kilayim Belizra Kilayim Veinasurin Ella Bahar Baas Behema UBahar Kavas HaIlan." Right, those are Usur Shem Bnei Noach. So is that based on a separate pasuk? Right, one of the allusions in the pasuk in Bereishis, as we learn out all the other Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach, is it included in another one of the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach? Remember that Sefer HaChinuch that we like to quote, that we quote often in Taf Teh Zayin, the Chinuch in Parshas Va'eschanon, where the Chinuch discusses the Isser of Lo Sisaveh, the Isser of coveting, different than Lo Sachmod, which is already quoted in Yisro, but Lo Sisaveh, that we're not allowed to covet and desire, and it's an Isser Shebelev, and the Chinuch there discusses, first of all, how could you do that? How could Hashem expect us to control our feelings like that? How is it in our control? I see something else that somebody has, and it's natural, it's instinctive. How is it possible? So if Shazeh Adavar Enokin says the Chinuch, no, you can't control it. If you condition yourself beforehand, so then it's possible. And that's not our topic right now. But then the Chinuch continues and says, "V'noheges b'chol makom b'chol zman b'zachar mo b'nekevas gam kol b'nei ha'olam mechuyavin ba." Right, all the people in the world, right, even non-Jews are chayev in the Isra of Lo Sisaveh. So he asked the obvious question. So where is it in the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach? We know there's only seven. So he says those seven aren't seven, but they're seven categories. Lafishihi anaf lemitzvas gezel. Shi'achas min haSheva Mitzvos shenestavolim kol bnei olam. The Isra of Lo Sisaveh is within the larger category of stealing. It's a siyug to stealing. He says, "Don't make my mistake, my son." Remember, he wrote this for his son. Those seven are really seven categories, not seven specific isurim. Just like within the world of Arayos, there are many laws. And within the world of Gezel, there are many. Avodah Zarah, there are many. The difference is just when it comes to Jews, they're separate mitzvos. When it comes to non-Jews, they're all included in the larger category. And why is it separate for Jews? So he quotes the Mishnah at the end of Makkas. Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'zachas is Yisrael. Lefichach, he gave us a lot of mitzvahs, even though for non-Jews it was already a mitzvah, but for us he separated it. So maybe, again, it's a little stretch, but maybe it could be, if one doesn't have a makar, one could say, based on the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Bachai that we said at the beginning of the Masechta, maybe it's an anaf of emunah. of Avodah Zarah relating to the fact that it's kfirah b'maisa breishis, as we mentioned in the Hakdama. So maybe that's what it would be included in. But either way, that's the Rambam. Most other Rishonim argue on the Rambam and say, don't pass on like that opinion. And they say that a goy is not mitzuvah in harkovas ilav, or harbas behema. Okay, so that's the Tosefta. So a goy that does it, one is allowed to take it and use it and cut it for and plant it in something else. Continuing the Tosefta, Hirkiv Tarid Algabe Yarbus. Right, if somebody grafts two vegetables together, right? This is on Tamara's Daf. Tamara's Daf on Daf Hey, we have the Isser of Ein Mevian, Elon be Elon, Yerek be Yerek, Elon be Yerek, Yerek be Elon. Right? All of those are Usser. Any type of grafting is Usser within Kilai Zeraim. Right? What are the five categories of Kilaim? So this does not have to do with the vineyard, so it's not there, and it doesn't have to do with animals, doesn't have to do with clothing, with shatnez. So the only one left is Kilai Zeraim. So Kilai Zeraim are seeds, mixing seeds, Tua and Yurakos, as we had back at the beginning, or within each of those different species. When it comes to trees, it's just the grafting. And there's also grafting when it comes to the other things too, like here, the vegetables. So here, Kiv Tarid, two types of vegetables, Agabi Yarbuz, Ava Bishen Yisor Rashay Lasos Kain. If a non-Jew does this, again, even though a Jew is not allowed to, and maybe that means not allowed to ask a non-Jew, note El Hey Menu Zera, I could take from whatever grew, I could take a seed, V'holei Chazir Makom Acher, and I can plant it somewhere else. As we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, this is not usser bahana'a after it's done, but I'm just not allowed to do it. But once it's done, I can take something and replant it. Manafek mineon, what's going to come out of that combination of the tarid and the yarbuz? Kurvei levanon is argirsa, or krusalbinon is mentioned in the other girsa. Zargun velefes, two different types of a turnip, and a zargum anafik bibeneon. So again, we're going to go with the side girsa here. Is tafinini, right? Some type of a carrot. Shuma vikarpas banafik beneon. Peter hazilni, right? Some other type, or petra, sounds like petrozilia, petrozilinon, some type of parsley. That's what comes out. Luzin ubutmin, what about different types of nuts, almonds and butmin, manafik mibeneon, pistakin, which might be translated as pistachio, zaysin verimin, all different types, olives and rimin, some other type of berries, manafik mibeneon, shizfin, a different type of fruit. So these are all different types of kilayim that are usser with each other, but when it comes out, something is produced, and therefore you can take that and then replant it. Again, because none of the kilay zraim are usser behana'ah, it's just usser to create. Okay, we continue. Says the next Mishnah, other types of vegetables, hatsnon, veha, argirsis, nafos, right, other Rishonim and Mefarshim have other girsos, but hatsom v'hanafos, achar dova halifson, right, mustard seed, and lifson, dala'as yivanis im hamitzris v'haramutza, the Greek gourd, dala'as yivanis im hamitzris, with the Egyptian one, we spoke about that in the last year, about Mitzrayim, v'haramutza, we spoke about that also, relating the type of gourd that is so inedible, it has to be put into coals and warmed up until it is softened in the coals. Ava bishadomen zelazeh, Kilayim Zebazeh. Even though these are all similar to each other, but they are Kilayim with each other, and therefore they cannot be planted together. So now we're going to get into a Yisoda stick, a couple of lines. How exactly does one determine the species, whether they're the same, whether they're different? So let's read the Gemara, and then we'll see the Rambam. Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Yesh Mehen Shehilchu Achar Pri. Sometimes Chazal went after the fruit. Right, what the fruit looks like. Are they similar? The yesh behen shehilcho achara alin. And others went after the leaves. Went after the leaves for what? Went after the fruit for what? So, there are some Rishonim, right, the Marafolda quotes from the Rash, that this means lechumra, meaning they go after the pre if it's different regarding how the pre looks, or if it's different how the way the leaves look, so then that's lechumra, that's called kilayim. Pashtos, it flows better in the Gemara, like what how the Rambam understands it, and that is lekula. If they're similar in fruit, or if they're similar in leaves, either one, so then they're not kilayim. If they share any type of identification or the appearance in either of these, we're makel. Halefes vatsnon, hilchubohen achar hapri, and there they go after the pri, the lefes, and the and it's snown, and that's why they, those would are similar to anaf. Halef is vanafus hilchu ben acher ha'alin. So the Gemara says hativon hari snown vanafus hari pre dome eva ha'alin dome. What about snown and nafos? The first two in our Mishnah, they have similar fruit. The appearance is similar in the fruit and similar in the leaves. V'temer kelayim, but our Mishnah is the first one on the list. They said it's kelayim. So how do we understand that? Aren't they similar enough? It shouldn't be kelayim. Amar Rav Yona, bazeh hilchu bahen achar tam hapri. No, taste also plays a role. And says the Mara Folda, quoting from the Rambam, if they're so, even if they have a similar appearance in fruit and in leaves, if they're so far different in terms of taste, so then that makes them kelayim, because taste is a davar chashav. Taste is something that plays a role, even if the appearance is different. So now, if we look at the Rambam in Hilchas Kelayim in the third parak, so we try to get an overview of what the halacha is. Remember, the Rambam went through all of these halachas in depth and made it clear for us. Says the Rambam, right? Again, the first couple of prakim in the Mishnayos and also in the Rambam is all about the kilai zraim. Yesh minim bizraim sheyehe hamin ha'echa nifrad letzuros harbei mipnei shinui hamakomos. Sometimes there are species, says the Rambam, that you have one min, one type, but it looks different because different climates, different places, the ground is different, different ways that people work the land. So it's good. That, does that make it into two minim? There are some things that are the same species, but because of external factors, they look different. They're not going to be kelayim with each other, right? That's what the Radvaz says. La manu she'ein isra kilayim holich achar hatsura ela achar hamin. If you know inherently they're the same thing, then even if they look different, so that's not going to change anything. Any quotes? Our Mishnah. Vitznan, says the Radvaz. Tzno nafos, chardo lifso, dalas yivanis, in mitzvahs avi shedomin zelazeh, kilayim zelazeh. So it's the opposite. They could look different and not be kilayim. They could look the same and be kilayim. V'yesh bizraim, I should have read halacha base first. V'yesh bizraim, back to the Rambam, shnei minim, shein domim zelazeh, v'tzura shneim krova liosura achas, they're very similar to each other. V'yafal pikein, hol v'hein shnei minim, hare ilu asurim zemzeh. So, you can't always tell, says the Rambam. Some things look alike and they're different minim, some don't look alike and they're the same, ketzad. Ha-chazerasim, chazeras galim, ha-olshinim, olshei sadeh. He quotes examples that we've had. Fa-kreishinim, kreishei sadeh, kuzbarim, kuzbar harim, ba-chardilim, chardil mitzri. All of these cases, they're not kelayim zeh bazeh, even though they look a little different from each other. Ve-chein achitim, imazunim. Interesting, he switches the order of the Mishnayos, right? This is the first Mishnah in the Masechta. Chitim, imazunim, sarim, imshibol ashua, kusmin, imashifon, pulim, asapir. All of the other examples. Einim kelayim zebazem. Aval hatsnonim hanafos, our Mishnah. Hachardolam alifson, delas yivanesim, delas mitzvah, selom, delas remutza. Avishadomin zelazeh hare elu kelayim zebazem. So he didn't really give us rules and regulations, but he just said you have to know the species and how they look. V'chein, and now we have Mishnah halacha dalet. Be'ilon shnei minim shedomin zelazeh. Ba'alin o beperos. If you have items, species that are similar in leaves or in fruit. Hol v'hein shnei minim hare'ilu kilayim. Ketzad v'chulu. Ava b'shedomin zelazeh hare'i kilayim zebazeh. Aval agasim im akrus tamilin. Other ones are not kilayim zebazeh. V'chein yesham zroim v'ilonos acheros. Ava b'shein shnei minim b'tivon. Hoel v'alan shalzeh domin la'alan shalzeh. O pre-shal zeh domin la'pre-shal zeh. Dimion gadol. Ad sheyiru kishnei gavanim im minachad. Lo chashu lehem l'kilayim zem zeh. Shein hochin b'kilayim. Ela achar maris ha'ayin. That's a cool, crucial line. Question is, how do you put this together with the previous line of the Rambam, which sounds like even though they look similar, then you don't take that into account. But here this Rambam says in Halacha Hey, Perek Gimel Halacha Hey, that if they are similar, dimyon gadol, until they look like min echad, so the Rambam's lashon again is, lo chashishol hen lekilayim zeem zeh, shein hochen bekilayim ela achar maris ha'ayin. Maris ha'ayin is the key, and we said that's for kilay zroim. Kilai Zroim, the issue is Marisayan. That's not for Kilai Hakerem. So even if they're You can tell that they're separate. There's going to be need for separation, as we said, from a vine, six tvachim from a whole kerem, four amos. When it comes to a shatnez, it obviously doesn't matter how it looks. Even there's that one tiny thread that you can't even see. There's no bittul that when it comes to shatnez. We'll have to see that. Tosfos discusses that. Why not? But by kilais roim, it has to go. Much has to do with how it looks with Maris Ayin. And there are long discussions here in the Nosek Kalim here, what exactly, how the Rambam understands the Gemara. Let's just continue reading the Rambam. Ketzad, ha-lefes ha-matznon, enam kelaim zebazem, b'nisha pre-shal zeh, domen la-pre-shal zeh. Lefes ha-manafos, enam kelaim zebazem, b'nisha alen domen la-alen. The Rambam says, gives the examples that we mentioned. If the pre looks exactly the same, if the leaves look exactly the same, but, snonim ha-nafos, av-bisha alen domen zeh la-zeh, v'pri domen la-pri, ha-re'elu kelaim ho-il, Vitam prize rachok, mitam prize biyoser. Vechein kol kayotze be'ilu. As the Rambam quotes our Gemara, taste is a crucial factor. If that's very different, so then that makes it kilayim. Again, and there's all the nosa kilayim here discuss how the Rambam reads the Gemara. Okay, we continue now with the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, now we're getting into a totally new area, and that is animals. Animals. We're going to get to animals later in the Masechta too, but the animals here, if you remember, the two different psukim, in Kedoshim and in Kiseitze, relating to cross breeding and cross working. Lo sacharosh b'sharav achamor yachdov, that's the cross working, and the harba, lo sarbia kilayim, is back in Kedoshim. So which animals are one species and which are not? And again, these words that we're about to have shouldn't be translated for sure like the animals that we have. The words might mean something else, but we'll translate it as we can. But as we know, throughout this Masechta, it's hard to know the exact species. Hazev HaKelev, a wolf and a dog. A wolf and a dog, as we'll see, even though they might look a little similar, sometimes at night when you can't exactly see and you see something cross in front of the car, it might be a dog, it might be a wolf. So even though they look similar, they are kilayim. Kelev HaKufri VaHashuol, a kufri dog. Different pshat than what that is. And a shul, or a fox, ha'izim v'hatzva'im, izim, goats v'hatzva'im, what's a tzvi? A tzvi is usually translated as a deer, but Rashi and Tosfos discussed it in Chul and Daf Nuntes, whether it's a deer or it's a gazelle, different derayas, because Gemara there says that a tzvi does not have branched horns, and we know a deer does have branched horns, has antlers. So maybe it can't be what we usually translate as a tzvi as a deer. So maybe it's not so clear. Okay, Rashi and Tosfos discuss it there. So either matzvaim hayeelim vaharechelim, ibex and rechelim, female sheep, hasus vahapered, horses and mules. A mule is a combination of a horse and a donkey. Hasus vahapered, hapered vachamor. Either way, the mule and the horse, and the mule and the donkey, meaning a mule with either of its parents, is a kilayim because it's a new species. Hachamor vahaarud, a donkey or a wild donkey, avavisha domen zelazeh, kilayim zebazeh. Even though they're similar to each other, they are kilayim with each other because these are different species. So Gemara just makes a comment about the dog case, right? We mentioned earlier in the Masechta that each of these pairs are only kilayim with each other, but it could be with another one mentioned in a different pair, then it wouldn't be kilayim. So that's where we're medayik. It says the zev and the kelev are kilayim. The kelev kufri and the shul are kilayim. And what about the two types of kelev? Kelev and kelev kufri. Maybe mashra from our Mishnah that they wouldn't be kilayim. Ha kelev im kelev kufri, einam kilayim. Right? They wouldn't be kilayim. Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes, because if they would be kilayim, then the Mishnah should say that. That would be a bigger chiddush. They're even closer. They're both dogs, and they would be kilayim. Dim kilayim heim havil lemisni shezeh chiddush yoser da'av shedomin zela zehavi kilayim. The fact that it didn't say that in the Mishnah, it must be that they are not kilayim with each other. And this then would be deloka Rabbi Meir. If this is true, if this is the proper diak from our Mishnah, that kelev and kelev kufri are not kilayim, that would be against Rabbi Meir, who says elsewhere differently. De Rabbi Meir Omer kilayim af al gav. They are kilayim. Kelev and the Kelev Kufri. Af agav der Rabbi Meir Omer, even though Rabbi Meir holds, der Rabbi Meir Omer Kelev min Behema, even though a Kelev is a Behema, we'll see this later in the Masechta, Behemas versus Chayos, mode be Kelev Kufri shu min Chaya. He would agree that a Kelev Kufri is a min Chaya. So one's a Behema, one's a Chaya. So if that's true, then they have to be Kelayim. Because that's what the Mishnah says later on. Ha-kelevim, kelev kufri, al daita de rimeir, kilayim. Because rimeir will be kilayim. If you look at the Mishnah later on, much later on, back on daf ayin aleph amid beis. Look towards the end of the Masechta, ayin aleph amid beis. The Mishnah there says, behema im behema, chaya im chaya, behema im chaya, chaya im behema. Right, if they're different, so then, asur and lachrosh velim shoch ulahanhig. One cannot cross work them. They're kelayim. So Rabbi Meir says that a kelav and a kuf kufri. One's behema, one's chaya, meaning they're kelayim with each other. But the our mishnah is mashma. Maybe they wouldn't be kelayim with each other. And even though the Maharaj Sirlio points out, and even though that mishnah later on daf ayin aleph is talking about cross-working, l'chora, that would also apply to cross-breeding as well. We'll have to see if there's a difference between the two. We'll, B'Hashem, get to one difference, possible havamina, on Amid Beis. Just to make a comment about dogs, again, we mentioned this in the past, but it's a beautiful comment. If we think about it, from the Da'as Akenim in the Bali Atosvas, the Da'as Akenim says on the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, give it to the dogs. V'anshei kodesh tiyun li, be holy people. The pasuk says in Berachah Beis pasuk lamed in Mishpatim, ubaser basada treifa lo sochelu. If you have a piece of meat treifa lo sochelu, lakelav tashlichu noso. Throw it to the dogs. So we've mentioned in the past the Rashi and the Da'as Akenim. So Rashi says, why give it to the dogs? Because the dog was quiet when you left Mitzrayim, so give him his due. Give him his due. Right, limercha kasef shina kadosh baruch hu. I'm reading Rashi. Shina kadosh baruch hu mekaber schar kol beria. Hashem does not take away the schar of any creation. Shene amar lechol bnei Yisrael lo yecharatz kelav l'shono. To bnei Yisrael, no dog opened up their barking mouth. Amar kadosh baruch hu tznu lo scharo. That's Rashi. But if you look at the Da'as Akenim on that pasuk, the Da'as Akenim says, what shreifa are we talking about here? What type of shreifa? It is, and we have this in Beit Shemesh also, that whenever there are sheep, there are a couple hundred sheep, so there are shepherds that take care of the sheep, but there are also dogs that help protect the sheep, that surround the sheep, and those dogs are the garters. So what must have happened? The Torah must have been a case where one of the dogs fell asleep on the job, and therefore a wolf got in and made one of the sheep a treifa. So now you have this dead sheep lying here, a treifa. You know what the Torah tells you? Give it to the dog. Give it to the dog. The dog messed up. The dog had a bad day. Why do we give it to the dog? The answer is, keep it in perspective. The dog was loyal yesterday. The dog would be loyal tomorrow. The dog had a bad day. It's okay. Give it to the dog. That's the Da'as Akenim. Me'achar shakelav maser nafsho ala treifa kishaba zev latarfa. Or maybe he even tried. Lo tia kafui tova kinegdo, says the Da'as Akenim. Don't be ingracious. Shekshayia lecha treifa shetashlicheyu alav. Throw it to him. Bischar sheshamra ad ata. Shalom nitrafa. Vegam shomer od ha'acheros. Kichein derech ha'olam. Laha'amid klavim lishmar hatzon min hazeivim. Amazing Da'as Akenim. Keep things in perspective. Don't blow it out of proportion. Realize the loyalty yesterday and tomorrow. We've mentioned that in the past in the context of Adam and Chava also, but that's our thought related to the Agadic thought related to dogs. Okay, so let's continue now. It says the last three words on the Amud. O Flotanita. There are no examples of birds in the Mishnah. So do we have the Isser of kilayim when it comes to birds, right? The Rav Chaim Kanievsky, im noe kilayim b'min of, there are no bird examples. So how are we supposed to understand that? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, I see same in the Bardalia. I'll bring a brisa that I learned from Bardalia. The Marafolda says it's the name of a chacham. So Rabbi Yochanan brings a brisa to tell me, yeah, it does apply to birds. Tarnagol im ha-pisione, a chicken with a pisione, some other type of bird, a peasant. Tarnagol im ha-tavas, a tarnagol in the tavas, like a peacock. Ava bisha domen ze lazeh, kilayim ze bazeh. Even though they look similar to each other, they are kilayim. So Rabbi Yochanan says that it applies to birds as well. Rav Shimon Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish asks, why my brother-in-law, my Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, bring a brisa? Mishnah Shleima Shana Lana Rebbe. It's a Beferish Mishnah that Kilayim applies to birds. So why does he bring a brisa? It says in Baba Kama, V'chein Chaya V'ov Kayotze Behen. Right, it says in Baba Kama that the Isser of Kilayim applies to Behemos and Chayos. So why do you have to bring a brisa for? We always know a Mishnah is much more authoritative. It's much more holds a lot more weight. So why does Rabbi Yochanan bring the Maisa? Quote the Mishnah. So Amar Rabbi Yonah, Tzurcha Lahadad Rabbi Yochanan. No, Rabbi Yochanan's Brisa from Devar Delaya, right, that teaches us something. And it expands on the other sources. Expands on the other sources. Tanina, and we're going to flip the Girsos here based on the Gra. Whenever it says Hacha, switch it to Hasam and Hasam to Hacha. Tanina, Taman Chaya. In Baba Kama, it teaches us, yeah, it applies to Chaya, Uparshanta Hacha. And it explained here which Chaya. It said Kelav Kafri, it said all the Tzvi and all the details. So it says the general in Baba Kama, it says Chaya, and here it explains and gives examples. Tanin and Behema Taman, and it says Behema there, also general. Uparshanta Hacha, and explained it here, which Behemos? Of Tanina Taman. So again, it says Of there, it says Of in Baba Kama, right? It says it applies to Ofos, right? Chayav of Chayotze Bahen, Is Asa, so Rabbi Yochanan brought the Brisa of Bar Delaya, Uparshanta Hacha, to explain it, to give examples, Tarnagol, Pisione. So each one, he quoted the one that gives the details, and didn't leave it just as the general. Period. Amreb Yossi, Viyaus, and this is appropriate, Bala Hodiacha, Shehaof Aser, Bi, we'll add, change the gear, so going to the Gra, Biharba'a. No, it's appropriate Rabbi Yochanan brought it, because Rabbi Yochanan is teaching us that it even applies to Harba'a, to the cross breeding. The Mishnah Baba Kama just says Kelayim, so maybe I would have thought that just means working them together. But cross breeding them, so then I wouldn't have known, right? That's, and the context of the Brisa of Bar Delaya is the cross breeding, so that's the Chiddush, that I would have, thought. So I saw in the Gilyonis of the Stipler, he wonders, what's the Hava mean it to be Mechalik? Why would I have said, oh, it says Kilayim in Baba Kamas, I would have thought that only means cross-working them, but cross-breeding them, so that wouldn't be Usser. So says the Stipler as follows, at least here you can explain the Chilik, because cross-breeding two animals, including birds, you understand, somehow, the Gemara's talk about this, but somehow I get a rope around a bird, or somehow I lead them and have them together, so that could apply, because at that moment, I'm leading two animals. But when it comes to a bird, the gabe of the hanhaga chomer meharba, efshar mishum daide harba, how do you cross mate a bird? A bird lays an egg, and then the male sits on the egg. So when does the production take place? It doesn't take place when you mate them, right? It's later. It's when the bird sits on the egg. Da'idei harba akati lo efshar sheyatzav lad kilayim elim kein teishiv iman al habeitzim v'nimsa shegemar hotzaas brias kilayim eino al yedei harba ela al yedei ha'aim hayosheves al habeitzim. So maybe it's not as direct. Kamash Malan, Dafilo Achi Aser. And that's the Chiddush, that it's Aser even there. So that's the amazing Havamina that maybe you would have only thought, but it comes to cross working, but not to cross breeding. And that's why we have this Bar Delaya, who explains that it's even by cross, by Harba. Rabbi Yirmiya Amar. You know what? Let's start with Rabbi Yirmiya, but Hashem, we'll continue next time with Rabbi Yirmiya, because he gets into Chayos Hayam and other things. Okay, we'll stop here.